Lanzer. I'm the podcast host of the Sandow Podcast, which is all about the Sandbox DAO. And this is episode 14. Today we have Mia Bao, who is an advisory board member, and we will jump right into it. The scope of the talk is a meet and greet. So we're here to meet Mia and say hello and learn about her and all the things that she is up to and all about, and her role on the advisory board.
Thank you so much, Lanzer, for the invitation. I'm super honored to be on the show and super excited to say hello to everybody and enjoy the podcast with us. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for your time. So Mia, if you wouldn't mind, please introduce yourself, your background, and how we came to today.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, my name is Mia. I am the co-founder of DAObase and also BeCrypto right now. And also, I am the advisory of the Sandbox DAO. So basically, I started my Web3 journey back to 2017 when I work in A2BTC, which is one of the largest and the oldest blockchain media in China. So I spent my 2 years over there and also started two of my shows. One is called Mia Talks Blockchain, a blockchain educational show back then, and which is also one of the most popular educational show in China back then. And another show is called A2BTC Live. It's an interview show for all of the crypto entrepreneurs and pioneers in the space. So I have interviewed with many, I would say some of the big names in the space, including CZ, He Yi from Binance, Charlie Lee from like Litecoin, Kyle from Multicoin, etc. So yeah, all of these two shows bring me over 100,000 followers on social media. And that's how I started my Web3 journey and then later to the Web3 market agency that I created myself, which is BeCrypto. And then later on is DAObase, a DAO aggregator platform, and that's basically what I am working on right now. Thank you.
And you said it started in 2017 with what were the shows called?
So basically, I started with A2BTC. This is the Web3 blockchain media in China. I worked there for 2 years, and I started the show called Mia Talks Blockchain and A2BTC Live. So one is like an interview show, and the other is a blockchain educational show.
So A2BTC, and then you had Mia mm-hmm. Talks, and both of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that brought you across paths with CZ and a lot of other personalities. Okay. Huh. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, that's a...
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's definitely a cool experience to get started with, especially when you have the chance to talk with the OGs in the space, and they are like top entrepreneurs in the space. So basically, you can learn from those kind of OGs. So that's definitely a fun and also cool experience, especially when you are newbie in the space. So I think I enriched this kind of my experience by learning from those kind of top entrepreneurs, and then to do something fun and also cool myself on. So that's basically the journey. And also beside that, based on all of the shows, I gained over 100,000 fans to get started in the community, and which will lay out a foundation for whatever I do in the later.
Yeah. Yeah. What a good start. Okay. All right. And so we'll jump into our disclaimer. Mia and I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox Foundation. We are not your legal or financial advisors, and nothing we say is to be taken as legal or financial advice. For the scoreboard, we currently have two SIPs right now up for voting, SIP 9 and 10. Please go vote. Please go vote. It's having trouble reaching quorum right now. We need to reach quorum. Mia posted about it a few days ago. I've been posting about it. Please review SIPs 9 and 10 and offer your vote. Yes or no, just please help reach the quorum. And then there are two yeah. SIPs. In
yeah, draft. Please vote.
Yes.
Please vote.
All this works if we vote. That's And then the Dow checkbook is still the same. We're at 1.9 million of 15.5 million sand. However, Mia, I saw that when you posted it, your numbers were a little bit different than mine. So what I'm going to start doing is adding a slide here from the Dow base, which is fascinating. I've been waiting for this to pop up coincidentally. When I saw this about a month ago, I was looking at DowBase.ai for the sandbox, and I saw that it came up about a week ago. So, I'm going to be doing a deep dive into DowBase.ai and how it shows a lot of really cool data. I was looking at last night and the voters and how they voted, and I really, really like that website. It's really cool. So, well done on. And as we'll talk about it, you being one of the founders of it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And a key statistic I pulled from that is there's 211,000 token holders, and there is 1,808 voters. So we'll be doing a deep dive into that in the future. Let's jump right into the discussion. So Mia, you talked about your background. So yes, I did see that you started in 2017, but I didn't know it was A2BTC and Mia Talks. So what I saw in your bio was that you started with marketing and branding. So you started A2BTC, and then later on you founded DowBase and Beep Crypto. What's the connection to Chainnode Live? I saw a podcast you had done some years ago with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, before, like, A2BTC has a forum called A2BTC Forum, and also blog A2BTC Media. And then the forum later on rebranded to Chainnode. So that's how it those two brands related. In the first beginning, I had a show called A2BTC Live, right? And later on, it had rebranded to Chainnode Live. So that's a relation. But that's still the same, actually.
Okay, got it. Got it. And what was the rebranding to? What did they call it?
They rebranded it to Chainnode. So that's also Chainnode. That
okay,
you just
got
mentioned.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And so something that I noticed when I was looking at your videos is just how high quality they were. It was a really refreshing take to see. Especially in some of your videos where you would feature the local, where I assume that's where you were, right? That's why it would show Shenzhen and Hangzhou, and that's where the video is shot. Is that right?
Yeah. Because like I travel a lot, and because as an entrepreneur, we travel to all those kind of places and conferences as well. So basically, I shot some of the videos in Shenzhen, Hangzhou, which part of the mainland China. Also, shot some of the videos in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Dubai. It depends on like where I bring my photographer to. So that's and when we have this kind of cool ideas to shot the video.
And so, especially how in one of the videos you're talking about DAO Insights, and as you were speaking, the shoot would cut to, you're in like a shop, and you're talking with the salesperson, and I just thought that was really cool, a very interesting take on how to explain Web3 and then linking it to the existing. Called Web 2, but for the real life of it. And then I watched a couple of your campfire videos. So that was really fascinating. How did those ideas all come about?
I think I definitely admire what we have been. I also have my team. So basically my team is very innovative, and they are passionate about like this kind of visual creation. So that's not only the contribution of myself, but also the contribution of a team. So that's for one thing. And the second thing is that because we have done a lot of views before and content before. So if we just do this kind of regular recording, it just got a little bit boring for us. We just wanted to make something fun and also like to combine the knowledge and also the casual life together. So it will like basically give everybody ease when they understanding and learning this kind of knowledge with us together. And also I think that's also so a new way for onboarding the mass adoption and also especially for the younger people to the space, right? So yeah, that's what we think of when we're creating the content and the videos.
Yeah, it definitely I think came through well that there was a nice mesh, there was a nice combination of real life and now you're explaining Web3 as you're sitting at a campfire. And I also watched the one where on Beep Crypto, where one of your teammates was drawing on a shoe, and they drew the Smurfs. So in the same campfire place, it looked like. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting to touch on. Is how I think you definitely succeeded in creating something visually interesting and fun. So well, yeah, I wanted to go over that first.
Appreciate it.
As a fellow content creator, I was very impressed.
Appreciate it. You know, like...
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like, this kind of like feedback is definitely something driving us to like push, like producing more videos and content like that. So yeah, I would say that's our like passion is coming from.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so let's start with the road to where we are today. What would you say that drives you? I heard you say in an AMA from, was it now, a few weeks ago when you were doing it with Seb, that you were really interested in bridging the East and Western markets together. Is that close, or what would you say drives you?
I think because like I wear multiple hats right now, and that's also a lot of Web3 people, entrepreneurs, well, a lot of hats in crypto space. So in the first beginning, when I first got started with Speak Crypto, it's actually a web like marketing agency bringing the Eastern and the Western market and culture together. Because we see like I am actually coming from the Eastern industry and market, right? And we know all of these kind of resources in the Eastern world. But and also like Eastern like market is a big market, including the mainland China, Hong Kong, Japan, Korea, and Southeast Asia, right? So we do see there are a lot of potential coming out from this kind of market. But as an international project and also like Web3 native project, they need this kind of hands, especially in the Eastern world. So for us, for Beep Crypto, we have those kind of like I would say resources in Eastern project side. So we do see a lot of entrepreneurs coming out from the Eastern world. So we're trying to bridge those kind of Western project and Eastern market together to let the Eastern like users and audience know those kind of projects and the genes in Eastern world. So that's the first beginning that we think, okay, so we should link those kind of two resources in our hands together and to make it like a perfect fit. So that's the first beginning of when we started Beep Crypto. And clearly, because for Beep Crypto, we actually helped many like projects grow in and also localize in Asian market, including definitely the Sandbox and also some of the portfolios under Animoca and Artifact before they acquired by Nike, big time. And also like some other like Temperature, Avagachi, and many other projects, we help them to do the localization in Asia market. So I would say we know all of the founders, they are awesome. We just want to tell all of the people in the Eastern world that, okay, there is like amazing projects and we want to help them to build together. And that's the moment like Beep Crypto is born, and then we have a lot of projects grow. And luckily those projects grow into those kind of giants in their niche market. So that's super cool for us and also super cool and helpful for all of the projects we help with as well. So it's kind of like a win-win situation for both of us.
Wow. Okay. And how does that compare against DAO Base? I've heard that it used to be called The Pass.
Yeah, that is a little bit different story because like we started Be Crypto in the middle of 2019, and after 2 years of building, we gathered like more and more resources together, and we feel that we are strong, like stronger than before at least. So we feel that we can do something more and also do more contribution into the space. So in the middle of 2021, we started Dalbase. Dalbase is the AI-driven DAO aggregator and data analytical platform. And the like the reason when we started to do Dalbase is firstly, before we started Dalbase, we formed an NFT collector DAO called Whale Members. So we basically pull some of the funds together and to invest in NFTs as a DAO. So at that moment, we feel the power of the being a DAO because we grow the treasury from 1 million to over 100 million in the late 2021. So that's actually an amazing milestone for everybody in the community. And I will feel, wow, DAO is amazing because we can do this and gather all the resources together as a DAO, as a community. So, and then we felt, yeah, we should do something within the DAO space and do some tooling to help all of the people to build their own native DAO. So we felt that we can do that and we feel responsible to do that. So we started DAO-based platform. And also we see a lot of really smart entrepreneurs doing the same thing as well. For example, Avagachi, they have a very vibrant DAO, and also YGG, which is one of the projects we helped with before. They also a Game Guild, and Game Guild is a community and also a DAO as at the same time. And then later on, the Sandbox also launched DAO. So we feel all of these modest entrepreneurs for their project into a DAO format. So we feel, yeah, we are really bullish in this kind of direction. And we are glad that we have had a lot of like projects to standardize their DAO process and later on to offer them this kind of comprehensive data dashboard for them to lower the threshold for everybody to enter into the DAO. So I would say that's the journey, how we actually to bridge from Be Crypto and then to a DAO niche market. So that's our a little bit story and background between those two.
So interesting enough, I also recently joined the Whale Members. What's your
oh amazing
yeah and because they own quite a bit of land in the Sandbox, so I reached out to them to that meeting Nightmare and Wes and Mongoose and the whole crowd. What it sounds like through one of the interviews that you had with Seb a little while ago, that you were your friend's associates with Whale Shark. Is he a founding person of the whale.me group?
Yeah, I mean, Whale Shark is definitely the NFT mentor for me. So when we first got started with Be Crypto, we are really like into NFT industry and like metaverse gaming, crypto art, etc. And Whale Shark is one of the first person that we interview in the NFT space, and he just liked the talk with us in Asian Market, and he just asked us if you guys want to like get participate in the Whale community, want to like be a part of it. And I said, yes, we want to get a part of it. So so that's how I get started with the journey and story with Whale Shark. And still, gotcha. I am the founding members of Whale Members still. We do a lot of like stuff for Whale community, especially in Asia market. We have the Whale with all those kind of stuff like for Asia market, token listing, and a lot of stuff related with that as well, like art exhibition, art auction in Asian market. So I'm still like one of the founding members of Whale Members, and glad that you join the community and have the connections with Nightmare. They are really nice, super nice, super friendly. Yeah,
I attend their Twitter spaces each week on Tuesdays now. I just started, but Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned this to Nightmare about like the sandbox gonna launch and that we should participate in this kind of journey because Will community owns like over 1,700 lands within the yeah. ecosystem. If we are not participating, who will be participating, right? And the lands also have the voting power within the ecosystem. So when I know Seb is launching a DAO, I just told Wilshak and Nightmare immediately that we should participate aggressively. So yeah, it's super cool.
I definitely
that,
agree. Yeah, I've been slowly, like just last week or the week before, I spoke with Wes and Mongoose in the Tuesday Twitter space, the Natively Digital, what they call. And we spoke all about the DAO. And we spoke quite a bit about the sandbox DAO. And as I think I understand it, they're waiting for the delegations to pop up before they try to vote. So I'm still working that out with them. But also I'm trying to get them on an interview here in a podcast.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. And as for the delegation, actually, so firstly, Snapshot has the function of delegation. So actually, we can go to the Snapshot for the delegation function directly. And the secondly, for DAObase, we also have a like members page. Now, for every like member page, there is a delegation button. You can also delegate your like basically lands, assets, and tokens through this kind of function at the same time. And the last part is that we also know the Sandbox DAO team is also looking for the solution for that. So I think this will be solved very soon.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear that because we desperately need quorum, and I really want to reach out. I really want the whale members to know how to vote as well. So I'm working on it slowly.
Yeah, the DAO is working on that. Actually, I let the DAO know this kind of idea that we definitely need delegation function in day one the DAO is born. But I mean, the DAO is working on that, and it is the top priority within the DAO right now.
Yeah. Okay. And where would you say that your crypto journey began?
I actually began my crypto journey in ATBTC. As I mentioned, it's a like
oh that was the start of it. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But I actually that's like 2017, right? When I have my like 3 year started in ATBTC. But I actually like 1 year before, when I was still in college, I bought a little bit Bitcoin. by accident. So basically, I learned about this kind of concept, decentralization in college. And one of my like friends told me about a little bit like knowledge about Bitcoin. I bought a little bit about Bitcoin, and later on, like a year later, the price just sucked ragged. I don't know why was this kind of become. So I started to learn after the price surge, and I found there was some like some of the amazing companies in my like country and area. So I just participated in one of the like company later
got
on.
Got it. Yeah, no, makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and remind me one more time, your chief partner at Whale Members, and what are some of the things that you do for the Whale community in the Asian market?
So in the first beginning, there are actually five trip partners of Whale community. So each trip partner is kind of like a leadership in different like direction. For me, I am the trip partner for the Asian market and partnership. So for like Asian market is our expertise for me and also Big Crypto. So we handle everything related with Asian market. That's for one thing, including content creation, marketing. That's for one thing. And the second thing is that we helped with the token listing. So we always like listed in Huobi, KuCoin, and many other exchanges. So that's also handled by us. And the third part is partnership. So we do a lot of partnership with the, like, for example, the Poly Auction, which is the number one auction house in China, and a Poly, and also Yongle Auction, which is the second, like, largest auction house in China. So we helped with those kind of partnership, and also exhibition, auction, touring, and also like buyer acquisition side. So yeah, we helped a lot of with the partnership side at the same time.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah, the I noticed that the whale token is on so many different chains and Polygon and Ethereum and others. So that was interesting to see. So you're the reason, of the reasons why that's like that.
Oh my god, I want to say Whale Shark is definitely the the soul of the community and the project. We're just helping them to make it happen.
I haven't been able to meet Whale Shark yet, but I look forward to saying hello in some way.
Yeah, Whale Shark is the nicest person in the space. And also he's one of the most smartest person in the space as well. He's definitely the mentor for me in the space. Such a nice friend.
Is that interview that you conducted with Whale Shark still online?
Yeah, I think so, because I did the interview with him for multiple times. I can share the link with you later.
I would love to. Yes, I would love to. I somehow did not find that, and when I was researching to look at your videos, so shame on me.
Oh no, because some of the video, some of the interviews are actually conducted in text. So I think that's part of the reason you didn't find it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get a little bit closer to the DAO. So DAO base, I found out that your numbers had slightly different numbers than mine. So you had that we had 2.02 million sand and 500,000. How does DAO base pull its numbers together?
We summarize all of the outflow of all of these kind of proposals. So we do calculations and combine them together. I think your number is 1.9 million or something related with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think because our numbers is not that it's pretty similar, and I think the reason it's a little bit different is that we do the calculation based on the because the calculation difference. For example, some of the proposal they are actually asking for the euros and for the dollars, right? So they are not asking for the sand tokens. So I think we did a little bit of calculation over there, and the price of the sand token is a little bit different, every day.
Oh, I
see. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Like the latest one that asked for, I think it was 337,000 pounds, I think. So then that. Okay. All right. I get it.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so our conversions might be a little different. Good.
But I think it raised up a question, actually, and also a problem for within the DAO. Because there will be a transparency dashboard for every payment is getting executed or is getting done, there should be a on-chain link related with the proposals or something like that. So everybody can actually check how much of the tokens or price getting paid, no matter through the sand token side or through the USDT side. So we can actually document all of the exact amount of the tokens and assets and combine them together. So it wouldn't be any confusion about that. But this is a really good question to let the DAO know about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now let's roll into the advisory board. So what would you say, how did you first come to be asked to be served, to serve on the advisory board?
Because me and Sebastian has known each other for a long time.
Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Okay, got it.
Me and Sebastian has known each other for a long time. So basically, we started the cooperation, I think, like 4 to 5 years ago, because like BitCrypto is also the Chinese market agency for the sandbox. So we keep having this kind of partnership and cooperation for very long time. And then later on, like Sebastian told me that the sandbox is gonna launch a DAO. And also I know like Yasu, the founders of Animoca brand, he's really bullish on DAO as well. He's kind of like putting every like portfolio projects into a DAO. So I know this is a pretty they're pretty bullish on this kind of DAO direction. He brought this kind of up to me, that the sandbox is gonna launch a DAO. And I told him actually we have been working on the DAO space for almost 3 years because DAO basically started in the later 2021. I bring this kind of idea to him that actually we have been working on this for many years, and I show him the product. He is pretty surprised about how like sophisticated and how mature the product is. So he told me, yeah, we are looking for the advisories. Are you interested in like being a part of it? And I just say yes to it. So I think he feel that we can bring the actual value, especially in the DAO side and also the data side, to help the sandbox DAO to be a better DAO. That's why he asked me to join, I believe.
And you said that you started Beep Crypto with Seb 4 to 5 years ago, or is that DAO based?
Actually, so that's the amazing thing that we do a lot of things together. So in
Oh,
the
okay,
first
got it.
beginning, we yeah, you know, like in the first beginning, we just do the partnership with between the crypto and also the sandbox for the marketing side, especially in the NFT side. And later on, like we started DAObase. Actually, I never mentioned this to Sebastian that we're actually doing something related with DAOs because I'm not this type of person to hard sell my product to like especially to the closest friends. I just want to do my stuff, and if they feel it's cool and they want to like interested in they will definitely ask if we can do partnership together or something like that. So I never brought this up to them because they are not like related with DAO stuff like before. And then later on when they have this kind of idea to launch a DAO, so I feel yeah, it's related. And I should tell him that we're actually doing some cool stuff in this kind of space. So I tell him, and clearly he likes it. So it's really amazing, and it's really lucky that we can like start this kind of partnership again, not only in the marketing and not only in the NFT side, but also in the DAO side at the same time.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're connected through many, many years of knowing each other, and then your cross passing together on a lot of joint projects that you wanted to work on.
Yeah, I mean, I think this just came naturally. They are doing DAO stuff, and we are doing stuff. It just came naturally, and that's cool.
Kaching verse said, how about a Mia DAO?
I know. I receive a lot of like requests about this. Probably one day.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kachin Verse also said, as a just unrelated, that they're having difficulty connecting their wallet to DAObase.ai. So just FYI for you. That's something I haven't yet. I want to get my DAO badge. So I haven't done it quite yet, but I want to.
Amazing, amazing.
So what would you say is your what I think you mentioned it. What was your motivation for joining? You said you wanted to make the sandbox DAO better, or was there something else as well?
Yeah, I think because like we have been in the space for especially for the DAO space, we have been in the space for 3 years. From DAO base side, we've develop a like system to standardize the DAO process and also like how to evaluate a like especially for the healthy state of a DAO. So we gained a lot of knowledge about DAO for the past 3 years, and DAObase has become has covered over 160,000 DAOs, 6 million of voters data on the platform. So basically we know everything like popping out like every day. I was in the DAO space, no matter for the DAO side, a proposal side, a contributor side. So I feel that we can actually bring this kind of DAO expertise and also knowledge into the Sandbox DAO. Comparing to other DAOs, we are more sophisticated and mature, especially in the data side and the DAO side. So we definitely want to firstly to make the Sandbox DAO stay and maintain in a healthy state according to the data side and also the output and for the budget to allocating to the contributor side. So that's also why I keep calculating the like outreach, the output of the Sandbox DAO, because we want to maintain it in a healthy state. And also like that's for one thing, we definitely want to provide this kind of data support for the Sandbox DAO to make it a healthier and to make it a better. And the second thing is that we want to help the Sandbox DAO to incentivize the like the solid and top contributors within the ecosystem. So if you basically look at DAO-based product and dashboard, you can see a column that combining all of the voters within the DAO. So according to different data dimension, including the voting power, delegation, the votes, proposals, and many other data dimension as well. So basically, we want to like basically reimburse this kind of voters and the contributors within this like within the ecosystem. Because for right now, one of the like most challenging stuff within the DAO space is a lot of people don't want to participate in the DAO, and it's pretty hard to reach the quorum and to raise up the voting power, all of this kind of stuff. By having this kind of incentive system within the community and within the ecosystem, I think the Sandbox DAO can definitely excel better than any other DAOs in the space. So that's something that I want to create and help as well, because the community is the top priority. The voter contributors are the top priority, and we need to let the contributor know that we value their data, value their like contributions and value. Obviously, those are the things we want to contribute into the Sandbox DAO to make it like healthier and also better.
Yeah, and one of your videos from last year when you gave the DAO Insights, the campfire one, you mentioned that there were three big type of DAOs that you were tracking to. There was collector DAOs, service DAOs, and I'm trying to find the first one was the biggest one.
Ooh, DeFi DAOs?
DeFi DAOs, yes. And would you say that Sandbox is a service DAO?
I think the Sandbox DAO is more like NFT centric DAOs and also the creator DAOs or like service DAO, because like it's a combination of both together.
Gotcha. Okay. So a combination of both. And now, so clearly you have that deep expertise and you want to bring that to the board. What so far has been your role on the advisory board?
Mm-hmm. I think for my role, we are doing the first, we have different milestones for me and also DAO-based participant in the advisory board. And right now we are doing the first milestone, which is to provide the basic data to the Sandbox, including, because right now you can see that the Sandbox DAO is already live on DAO-based. So according to the dashboard,
we have right now, so everyone can see.
Yeah, so basically we cover the basic information, the treasury balance and the historical changes of the treasury, the proposal, the votes, and also the contributor page. So we're providing this kind of data to the Sandbox DAO and record it within the advisory channel like regularly to inform if all of the data will actually have an impact into the progress of the DAO. So that's something that we do regularly, and also we have this kind of regular call with Cyril, the DAO lead of the Sandbox DAO, to report any like feedbacks from the DAO, from the community, and also from our community at the same time to see if there's any improvement for the DAO. So you just mentioned in the first beginning that to wait the delegation feature on like to be implemented into the DAO. Actually, we bring this up for like since day one. So we do give a lot of like feedbacks and also like advices from this part as well. Another thing is that we also check the industry data. And also the proposals data to report it to the sandbox, because doing your own thing is one priority, and also analyzing how other people how everybody else is doing is another priority, because to learn and also to have this kind of reflection system is also important. So we will provide this kind of industry data to the sandbox DAO at the same time to basically to compare and also to analyze.
Okay. Yeah, and Kachingaverse asked in the chat, same question I had a little bit. Token holders was 211,000, and the explanation says it refers to the sum of the numbers of DAO's NFT governance token holders. And Kachingaverse asked, is that the number of individual wallets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, individual wallets.
Okay. Got it.
No, I mean, yeah, it's not like related with our delegations, because like our delegation, we are just checking the assets under like actual wallet. So if there's a delegation, we have a different mechanism to calculate those kind of delegation wallets. So that's a little bit different.
Got it. Okay. And so you have a regular call with Cyril to report the statistics and to help bring that data to the DAO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great. Then, and that tweet the other day was the first time that I had seen. So when I looked at it about a month ago, and I saw that Sandbox had wasn't up yet, your tweet reminded me to go back and look, and that's when I saw that it had been added. So, please, if there's a way for you to send more tweets like that, I think that's hugely helpful, because all I've been doing is just sending my little scoreboard and my little checkbook. But you've got a whole aggregator that is way more powerful than what I can do manually.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that, because like for that tweet, I receive a lot of welcome from the community. So that's definitely a motivating moment. So I think I will post like more like content related with the symbol style, especially from the data side. And also like when you like basically reply to the tweet and check your spreadsheet you made, that's amazing work as well. And I think we can bring your stone together to see how we can combine the dashboard and also like the manual work together, because like after the dashboard we definitely need some of the report, right? So I think we should brainstorm this together and to see what we can do together.
I'm a data enthusiast. Love the data.
That's amazing.
The data tells you so much and can help you make good decisions, and so I think that's what I hear from you, is you want to bring the data so that the community can make good decisions, so that Cyril can make good decisions. I love it.
Exactly.
So I've added a DAO-based slide from now on to go after my checkbook slide that will show some of the key parts from Sandbox DAO on DAObase.ai. But I would love to reach out to you and see if we can combine some efforts there, because what you have is very impressive. I love what I'm seeing. So I was going yesterday the voters on DAObase.ai, see if I can find it. Here under the members column. That was hugely important when I was looking through down the bottom. You can start to see the wallets and what is their voting power. Okay, so this one is probably almost definitely going to be the Sandbox, because they have about 27 million voting power. So that's very close to them. And they have not been voting, which, true to their word, they said they wouldn't since they accidentally voted for SIP 2 or 3. But then you have all the other ones. CyberKongs. I didn't know they had 3.5 million voting power. And they've only voted on one. So now I know I got to go reach out to the CyberKongs community to see if they would consider voting. Because I can see that now. Because this...
Yeah. Like,
that's cool, Mia. That's so cool.
That's a charm and a beauty of the data, right? Everything's like naked in your eyes, right? So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love to work together with you on that. So... Over now, back to Did you have any input on the constitution or the incorporation documents for the sandbox DAO?
Yeah, as for that part, unfortunately, we are not contributing. But I think it's done by another amazing team. They are right now the operational team of the Sandbox DAO. They are doing really amazing job over there. The Sandbox DAO cannot never made it without the help of them.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, totally agreed. And so now that you're on the advisory board, I heard from Loretta, who we talked to about a week or two ago, that there is no like set meetings, but you're all constantly talking to each other, different group chats. Do you see any need or desire to meet with the advisory board to do something or to start something?
Do we need any conversations between any kind of communications between the advisory board members or privately or in public?
So maybe in public, because what I think the DAO, the SandFam, Sandbox community was confused about in May 28th when the DAO was announced was what exactly does the advisory board do, and now. As Loretta has started explaining, and as you're explaining, it looks like what the advisory board has been doing is you've been talking in the chats, but each of you has your own expertise that you bring to the table, and it doesn't seem like it's coordinated in any way. Is that intentional, where you're not coordinating amongst yourselves, or is there no need to?
I think that's temporary, because when you first got started with the Sandbox DAO, there are a lot of things to do especially for the DAO operation team. So I think we haven't been really coordinating that kind of intensively, and that because it's the early stage of the Sandbox DAO launch. So right now we are just doing our parts right, and the Sandbox operational team is connecting to us individually, but we also have a channel that we can talk to each other and giving the feedback, so everybody can hear the feedback and talk within a private channel. But I think the Sandbox DAO, especially I think Sebastian is really good at to gather all of the talents together and to let them showcase the skill sets. And then to make the entity and to make the DAO better. I think that's the Sebastian and the team is really good at. That's definitely the good thing. But I think what you mentioned is very important at this, as well. So I think what we are doing right now is Sebastian and also Cyril, they will doing this kind of regular Twitter space and podcast with in different niche market. So a month ago we just did with Sebastian and also Cyril in Asia market with the launch and also concept of the Sandbox DAO. And also after the advisory board is doing the same thing in their niche market or their local market with the Sandbox team together. So I think that's something we are doing in public to explaining what we are doing and what's the vision and value of the Sandbox right now. But as mentioned, it's just temporary. It's just the first stage. And then for the second stage, the third stage, I think there were definitely more interactions between us together.
Okay, got it. Got it. And and what would you say? So re-elections are scheduled for December of 2025. What is it that you think, what is it that you're excited to achieve before we reach that point?
I think for myself, we have several milestones and also goals from outside. The first one is I mentioned that we want to provide the industry of data and also the specific the sample style data to the DAO to make make a better decision. And also the data dashboard. So that's something we are contributing right now. And the second thing is not achieved yet, but it's also in the pipeline, is that we want to create this kind of accountability system for the DAO. Because like allocating the funds to the people is one thing. And within the DAO, to allocate the funds wisely to the people and to the right people is another thing, right? So we are like encouraging the DAO to create this kind of accountability system to check the proposals, the progress of the proposal, the project, and also to have this kind of proposal profile to check the proposals and their updates about the proposal they created. So I think that's something that we are pushing to the DAO right now and hoping that can actually help the DAO and also the contributors to make a better decision after first period of time. So that's the second thing that we are trying to do and creating to the DAO. And the last part is to incentivize the people, especially the voters and contributors within the ecosystem, and to make it right and to make it better, so there will be more involvement with other people to participate in the DAO. So that's the part that I want to contribute. After the next election, we hope to look at those kind of three goals that we promise and to see if everything is achieved and is any improvement was in DAO that actually coming from us.
That is impressive. I am excited to hear that you're looking to I think I heard you say make a data dashboard out of the industrial data that you want to. Would that be available on the Sandbox DAO's website or on DAObase or where?
We are thinking to create a I'm not sure if we can push this to the sandboxdao.com domain or something like that. It's a negotiating period, but I think at least we can do something related, like a little bit separate to DAO base and also the Sandbox DAO. Probably have a separate domain or something like the Sandbox DAO community or something like that. Yeah. I hope this is actually community driven and contribute into the Sandbox DAO.
Yeah.
That's just the idea.
This is the first time I've heard of this. I love the idea. That's exactly what I would. I think that's awesome. That's exactly the sort of stuff that I would want the community to have. And for myself, when I make decisions on voting, and when I write, I've written 4-5 SIPs already, and I'm writing many, many more. And having this data here from DAObase.ai, and then having our own dashboard for the Sandbox DAO would be hugely helpful. It would be so helpful.
Oh my God, I just love this kind of feedback. That really matters a lot to us.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some things I was looking through here. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. If I had, I definitely want to work with you and your team, if whatever you would like and that. But I had some things as I was looking at this, like, oh my gosh, this data is great. There'd be, if I could have this piece of data and this piece of data, then it would give me the value for the decision that I'm making. And then an accountability system and a proposal profile. These are some really impressive things. And what would you say is something that we can do to help you achieve those goals? Because this is nothing but a goodness for the DAO.
Actually before we are having this kind of meeting together, I have to say I love your content and also the way you do all of the data and spreadsheet together. I think that would be something, especially when we create, for the accountability system, we are hoping this is actually community driven. So actually we can do this kind of proposal together and to see how we can actually do our roles and contributing into their skills. Because for the DAObase side, we are really good at building the product, providing the data. Probably from anybody within the DAO community, for example, you are really good at content drafting or the data summarizing or something like that. We definitely welcome anybody who interested in this kind of accountability system to draft out this kind of proposal together with us together. And we can do this as a DAO, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be super cool. Uh-huh.
And my background is in, so I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I have an professional expertise in proposal writing and contract negotiations. And content creation is something that I fell into naturally as wanting to share. I just want to share. Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to hear mm-hmm. your story and hear the goals that you have because of your expertise. I want people to hear Ina Moja. I want people to hear Anthony Chow. I want people to hear Yet Su and Seb and Cyril. And just, I want people to know who the community is and know each other so that we can all make decisions exactly. and work together. Like, that's what this is all about. It's not that I'm great at.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, like, that's the charm about being part of the community. You are just made the right person within the community and naturally, right?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I do like having these conversations because we're learning and we're learning from you. Mm-hmm. And then as you say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do, I'm going, well, we can also do it this way. Like, that's the community at work together. So I'm excited for that. I would love to work with you and your team. And I'm sure there are other people in the community who would love to as well. So I'll think about that. Maybe I'll post something in the forums to try and gather like mm-hmm. a team of people who really want to help as well. And we'll find something to do to
work with Mia. Let's do this together.
Yeah. So work together to improve upon the data brought to the DAO and what else we can do to involve the community. Okay, great. And so we kind of touched us on this a little bit, but I wanted to ask anyways, are there any opportunities specifically that you're looking forward to within the Sandbox DAO? Anything we haven't spoke on already?
Because we have this kind of expertise in the DAO space, and we actually see that even though DAO is not the hottest buzzword in the market right now, but we actually see thousands of DAOs like rising up like every week. So we definitely through the data set, we know DAO is definitely something will be a next big thing. And also the major like native Web3 projects, they are embracing the DAO format all the way. So we feel that DAO is actually something, and the niche market, all of the community member can actually contribute and actually earning the money and the funds from the DAO and from the treasury. So I think for everybody who is participating in the DAO, DAO is not something it's nothing related with you or something like that. It actually is. Like, there are a lot of people actually like earning some of the profits within the DAO and actually contributing their skill sets into the DAO. So I think it will be really good opportunity for everybody to work in the DAO, work within the industry of no boss, right? So work for yourself. So I think the Sandbox DAO is definitely one of the really great opportunity because the Sandbox is a top metaverse project, and it's just the right moment to participate in this great project.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. And mm-hmm. what would you say if people wanted to work with you, whether it be through Sandbox DAO or anything else, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
I think the best way to get connected with me, because all of my social channels are open, feel free to DM me through ads, through Forecaster, and also Discord, Telegram. You can go to, basically, if you go to the Sandbox.com channel or DAOBase channel, you can just find me through the handle with Mia La La La. So you can DM me like in every channel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's similar to what I did. I just added you in.
And, yeah, and
Twitter
exactly.
And all that, or X now. And yeah. Okay. Cool. So those are my questions that I wanted to talk about. There were two more that Kachingaverse, by the way, thank you, Kachingaverse, for your questions. These are really nice. How do you see that we can get more voters? Kachinga said that he or she does not believe they don't think that enough people believe in the Tao. They believe, Kachinga believes in it, but it's unproven, and not enough people are listening to the channels that we're in that would reach the voters needed to reach quorum and stuff like that. So what are your thoughts on how we get more voters?
Actually, this is pretty common within the DAO space, and also is one of the largest challenge within the DAO space at the same time. So I think the first thing we need to solve is a delegation function. For every sophisticated DAO and a mature DAO, we have seen all of the data. The delegation rate will raise up to 7% or like even 80% of the whole voting power system. So right now, the delegation, the delegation, yeah. So basically, for every sophisticated DAO and mature DAO, that's the status quo of all of the sophisticated DAO, because everybody is lazy. So they just want to delegate the voting power to the people who actually contribute into the ecosystem, right? It's normal. So we should to solve in that firstly, to have this kind of delegation function to be built right away, and it will improve the status quo of the DAO voting and participation. So that's for one thing. And the second thing is that to remember to reimburse and incentivize top contributors and top voters. So for example, Uniswap, they did not give any dividends to the governance users. And they started this year to give back the dividends to the governance users and the voters. So it definitely boosts the participation of the voting rate. I think that's something we should do together as well, to evaluate who are the top contributors and voters within the ecosystem, based on different data metrics, and then to reward them with some of the SEND token or any other utilities as your top contributors. So that's something we should work on at the same time.
Yeah. And Kachinga had a follow-up, which was, do you feel that the voting power being so, the way that it's allocated right now, do you feel that that's also a symptom of this? And he gave the example that SIP 7 had 380 voters, which accounted to about 7.17% of the total voting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Can you pardon the question?
Oh, no problem. So there were 388 voters for SIP number 7. So that SIP was about...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And your DAO base says that there are 1,808. So that's... That is 21% voting for SIP 7.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that that's also a symptom of the size of people's holdings of the mm-hmm. sand and land?
I'm not sure that I get the question. So it's a sign that the holders of the sand and also the lands are not eager to participate because the ratio of it is not that high.
I think so. Kachinga, if you wouldn't mind, maybe explain your question a little bit more. It felt clear to me until you started asking those questions, because now I'm not sure what was meant by the voting power as a symptom. So we'll wait for that for Kachinga to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah. When I was doing the calculations there, and for SIP 7, there were 388 voters, and your mm-hmm. DAO base measures are 1,808 voters. So if I divide one number into the other, then that means that we have about 21% voter participation. And you said, mm-hmm. and I think I heard you say that it's actually normal for quorum to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. I think it's normal for the status quo of the DAO right now, because like we are trying multiple ways to improve this kind of rate, participation rate. Before we implement it with anything, I think it's normal so far.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that actually. I thought, because normally when I'm in like Bulls on the Block or Whale Members and Mochaverse Hall, when they talk about the ApeCoin DAO, and sometimes they talk mm-hmm. about other DAOs, but mostly the ApeCoin mm-hmm. DAO, it doesn't seem like they have issue with quorum. So that was the only example I had. But you said there that is actually an issue across multiple other DAOs. Did not know that.
So basically, yeah, because like for ApeCoin DAO, because they have been running the DAO for over a year, and the sample size is just getting this started, so that's definitely a time gap between those DAO, and ApeCoin DAO has been a little bit more sophisticated and mature than the Sandbox DAO. That's for one thing, and the second thing is that actually the delegation rate of ApeCoin DAO is already like over 70%. So there are a lot of like voting powers and delegated to the top delegators within the ecosystem. And back then, I think like a year ago, there are a lot of treasury under ApeCoin. So there are a lot of people actually proposing proposals within the DAO. So the participation within the DAO is pretty high as well. I think a lot of different reasons to make it easy to pass a quorum.
Got it. Okay. Kachinga mm-hmm. said, I'm going to read from the chat. What I meant is 380 voters equals 81%, but 340 doesn't equal 17%. Clearly, the power of the votes is not equal. And then Kachinga likened it to the Electoral College. Do you see what Kachinga is saying? Kachinga is bringing data to the equation.
Oh, where is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Kachinga, I'll probably have to get up with you offline to understand that better. Because you're bringing data, which I love the data portion. I don't see what the data is telling you there. So I'll have to mm-hmm. understand that with him.
Feel free to DM me as well on X and also any other channels. Let me know the questions and probably we can get back to you about this part as well.
Yeah, sorry, Kachinga. My fault that I don't fully understand. Okay. So then now I don't see any other community questions. Let's go into open topics. Mia, is there something that you'd like to talk about? Something new mm-hmm. that's important to you?
Something important to me. I think, yeah. I want to ask you one question, because like in the first beginning, when we have the meeting, you say a little bit in Chinese. So have you any like immersed in the Chinese or Asian culture before?
Not exactly. So I did in college, I think it was. Yeah, I did take a Chinese course, so a language course. I didn't get very, very far with it, but I really, because I'm a musician, and my background is a musician, and in the Chinese language, in Mandarin, it has the pinyin, is it pinyin, which is like so G-A-O, guo. If you go guo, 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 like if you can change the way, just the word. But if you change the pinyin on it, then it changes what the word says. And I thought that was always really fascinating. So I learned a few words like ni hao and xi xi. A couple others I'm forgetting right now because I'm on the spot. But I learned a few words in Mandarin. And that's really it for me. But also, I guess I should disclose that I've read Sun Tzu and the Tao Te Ching, so there are things of Chinese culture that I have familiarized myself with and that I study.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, because like every time when people like speak Chinese, I always want to like know a little bit more about the story, how they relate it with the culture and as the language. And I know like Sebastian is also studying like before in Hong Kong, so that's how they are really fascinated about Chinese culture and Asian culture.
I used to read and watch movies on the Warring States period back in Chinese history. So like the Qing Dynasty, Qin.
Qing Dynasty.
And the Zhao Dynasty and Chu and Wei and Han and all of those different states that there were. Yeah. So I was always really fascinated by that. And reading up on that, so that's why I know.
We should bring that topic to offline.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to read how all of that happened and the unification that happened after that, so mm-hmm. Yeah, that
Yeah, I think to wrap it up, the last thing I want to mention, and also to everybody who listened to the podcast, I think, that was definitely something that we should participate in, and it's definitely the next big thing, because every like native Web3 project turn me to a DAO, like right now or in the future. So, by participating in those kind of like entrepreneurs within the space, like the Sandbox DAO is definitely a really good starting point for everybody. No matter for the learning and also for participating, it's really a good start. So I'm glad that we had a podcast with Lancer, and I hope the podcast can help you like lower the threshold for entering into the DAO. Let us know if you guys have any questions about the DAO side, about the NFT side, about the Sandbox side. We are there like 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just the journey that we've taken from May 28th, when everything was announced, and then all the mm-hmm. voting that took place, and the skepticism from the community when they didn't understand what had happened and why a DAO suddenly just emerged out of nowhere, even though it had been mm-hmm. part of the white paper since 2018, mm-hmm. we hadn't heard anything about the DAO until just a mm-hmm. couple months ago. So learning from people like you, Mia, and Dr. Chen and Cyril, and hopefully I'll be talking to Mateos, Vivian in the future, and others from the advisory board. But learning your backgrounds and learning how you're connected and what it is that you intend to do, and especially hearing your milestones, Mia, with the proposal data and the data dashboard and all these other things that you want to bring, I think that is awesome. I think that is so exciting, especially my heart. I love data. So to see that you intend to bring these things is really, really cool. And thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
I didn't know that DAOBase had existed 2-3 months ago. And now I see, as a DAO aggregator, just how much work your team puts into making sure that the data is accurate and complete. Thank you.
Appreciate that. And do remember that Rome is not building one day. So I know that a lot of capitalism was in the community when the DAO launched. So give us some time, give the DAO some time. And I think the Sandbox DAO will be a great DAO in the space. And we are doing everything to make it a great. Yeah, just bear with us a little bit, and yeah. We're gonna like make all of the improvements.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, was because in the beginning it was very unclear what was happening, and everyone thought that the DAO was going to be complete. Like when it came out, like why is this happening? Why is that happening? All the criticisms. But as we start to kind of to reveal the stories and the people behind it, you realize Rome was not built in a day, and they are continually what they call progressive decentralization. I think you spoke upon that as well in one of your videos that I watched. So, here are the spaces that people are involved in. So the Discord, Sandbox.forums, forums, X and Twitter, and Mochaverse Hall on Mondays, Bulls on the Block on Saturdays. The Coffee with Captain happens every week. Mostly that's ApeCoin, but also some Sandbox. Whale Members is on Tuesdays, and SandFam Cafe happens once a month. So please connect, community. Please connect with these Sandbox spaces, and so that we can all become a community together and work on the DAO to make it better. Because people like Mia, while she is, you know, got Beep Crypto and she has DAO Base, like we all have each of our own lives that we have to focus on. And as a community, we can make DAO together. But I certainly don't want to leave Mia by herself, you and your team by yourselves. I want to contribute as well with everyone else. So let's, Mia, is there anyone on Twitch that you would like to raid? I was looking in the Twitch channel. I don't see anyone else streaming to raid. But is there anyone that you know of that you'd like to raid?
That's all right, because I didn't see that. Let me check if you want me to check that. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't see too many people on that I can raid right now. So if you don't have anyone, then we'll just conclude and end. And yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
And thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, and I really love what you're doing with DAO Base. I'm excited for that.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lancer, for the invite and also for listening to the podcast. All right.
Yeah,
let's keep the conversation on social medias. All right. Thank you, guys.
Nice. Awesome. Bye, everyone.